Jacka News, you need to know now.
Pretoria and Johannesburg peaking at 21 degrees tomorrow, eMalahleni up to 17. In Northwest, the MEC for Health, Selo Lehari, launched an investigation at the Veteran Psychiatric Hospital in Potchefstroom following the death of a long-term patient at the facility. Lehari visited the hospital with a high-level delegation earlier today where he met with management. Spokesperson Tsegofatso Motibedi says the circumstances surrounding the patient's death are, at this stage, still unclear.
So the MEC has also appointed a team of senior officials, including Head of Clinical Services, Professor Tumbu, legal expert and other senior managers to investigate this matter and give him a report within 2 working weeks.
And as the conflict between Iran and Israel continues, economists back home warns that oil prices are expected to rise, driving an increase in fuel prices. Over the weekend, the United States launched airstrikes on Iranian nuclear sites. Now there are speculations that Iran may close the Strait of Hormuz, a vital shipping lane in the Gulf, which helps to transport about 20% of global oil and gas. Here's the chief economist at the Efficient Group.
Oil price can easily rise to as much as $130 a barrel. The rand is likely to weaken, and that means that the petrol price can easily go up by as much as 3 rands a litre or so. So that is a very, very bad case scenario. The more likely scenario, however, is that the oil price is likely to spike, and then soon afterwards the oil price is likely to stabilize somewhere and perhaps drift lower, even lower to where it was before the conflict started.
Meanwhile, the BBC reports that explosions are being heard in Doha after what is called a credible threat of an Iranian missile attack on a US-run airbase in Qatar. Qatar has temporarily closed its airspace, and US and UK citizens have been advised to shelter in place. Then parts of the Eastern Cape were affected by the recent floods, recorded more than 100 millimetres of rain over 24 hours during those deadly adverse weather conditions. The death toll from the devastation is nearing 100 as rescue teams continue search efforts.
Tata measured about 109 in millimetres over 24 hours. We also had stations that measured around 50 millimetres or more. And in the area's extreme northeastern parts, there were areas reported about 80 millimeters to 100 millimeters, around 84.
That was Lehlonolo Tobela from the Weather Service. In other news, the Minister of Agriculture, John Steenhuisen, says a departmental budget of 43 million rand has been allocated for foot and mouth disease vaccines. This follows an outbreak in KwaZulu-Natal and Gauteng, and he paid an oversight visit during a vaccination drive at the Karen Beef Feedlot a bit earlier today. And finally, killer whales have been caught on video breaking off pieces of seaweed to rub and groom each other. The news was shared by scientists today in what they said is the first evidence of marine mammals making their own tools. The story is on jackrandfm.com. Click on news. I'm Madeline Fischer, back with you tomorrow morning.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda FM.
You're glowing, you color and fracture the light. You can't help but shine. And I know that you carry the world on your back. But look at you tonight. The light, your face.